Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, it's Christy with Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm so excited to be with you today. Today we're going to do what we call a one-er. It's just a very quick parenting tip, something that maybe I've asked my kids or we've done in the past that maybe has worked or has failed, and I love just sharing those with you, the things that sometimes work, the things that sometimes don't, and see if it's something that also encourages and helps you. Today we're going to be talking about manners. Why the heck do my kids not have manners? You might be like me, and I'm kind of Googling because as I tell you how to, you know, teach manners to your kids, I'm thinking in my life, like, okay, I'm sharing this, but like my kids don't have it all down either. I know some of you are probably my kids' friends or families of my kids' friends, and you're like, wait, her kids don't even have manners. Why is she talking about manners? Because, you know, the truth is, even though you live with your kids and you're like, we've instilled this in them over and over and over again, you literally have no idea how they're going to act at someone else's house. I mean, I wish I could have like a GoPro, like a secret like GoPro installed in like their hats or something to see if they're actually doing the things that we teach them. But there are several that we have practiced over and over and over and over again since they've been like, I can't even tell you, 6 years old. And I have to say that even my sweet teenage boy who is 15 sometimes still has trouble with. So that is why I think it's so important to start young and to also practice. I read in a book one day, I'm trying to remember who said this, and I'm so sorry, I can't remember, but basically they talked about when they were teaching their kids manners that they would practice with them in the house. So if they were saying, hey, we have a new person that's coming to dinner, and instead of just assuming that their kids are going to look them in the eyes and say, nice to meet you, and shake their hand, kids don't just automatically think of that. They practiced with them. They literally like knocked on the door and then pretended that they were coming in, and the kids would say, nice to meet you. And they practiced over and over and over. And so I think that was such great advice that we have to practice with our kids over and over again, and they'll get it and they won't get it. But here are some things that we have practiced with our kids over and over and over again, and hopefully they're getting it, and it's still sometimes hard for them. So don't worry. We've done this with our kids for years. Sometimes they still don't get it. They're not perfect. We're not perfect. But here are just a few things. And when I asked my son, who is 15, I'm like, what are some of the things that you are glad we taught you, you know, manners-wise at the beginning? Now, if you were to eat with our kids at our house, y'all, it is different when they're out in public, and it should be really the same. But sometimes I'm like, I don't even know where you kids are from. Like, I need them to go to Cotillion or something, because I think, how did we even raise you? However, there are some moments that they completely surprise me. And I think, oh my gosh, they're out in public. They put their napkin in their lap. They're actually talking. So here are a few things that we've kind of taught our kids over and over and over again, and hopefully they're getting it. The first thing that Holden said that he appreciated that we taught him is how to order his food by himself. So I think we probably started this when he was about, oh gosh, probably when he could talk. I mean, when he started talking, and kind of just helping him advocate and talk to the waiter, which means, you know, we're looking in the eyes, we're saying, may I have? And so this is something they've been doing for a very long time, but they're just ordering for themselves. And so I think when they started to start to talk and were able to start to read, now they can order, obviously, by themselves. And so it's just a may I have, and it is what they want. And then if they want anything extra or they want to switch something, now my kids know how to do that as well, to ask in a respectful way. And they love doing that. I think it gives them a sense of independence. I think it gives them a sense of empowerment. And so that is one thing, ordering on the menu by themselves, looking adults in the eye. That's another one, to always look adults in the eye when you're talking to them, which is so hard, you guys. It is so hard for kids to do, and to order their food by themselves. So looking adults in the eye and ordering food themselves, those kind of go hand in hand. The second thing that we have really tried to do with our family is no phones at the table. This is really hard when you have younger kids because you want to give them something to entertain them. I get it when you have to do that. But as our kids got older and they could have conversation with us, it was just something that we decided to instill in them and say, hey, we're not going to have phones at the table. And that means mom and dad can't have phones at the table either, which is such a bummer sometimes because they will totally catch us with that. And so that is another one for us, is just no phones at the table. It makes us all talk. It makes us all, the other day we were sitting, it was like a 2-hour dinner, and we played just this fun game together, and we wouldn't have done that if we would have been on our phones. So that's another one. No phones at the table. Another one that we've been talking about is how to treat younger siblings. So one thing that we've done just with our kids, because we have an older son and a younger daughter, is that they just treat each other well. And I always love it when Holden's friends, who are a little bit older, come and they treat his sister with kindness. And so that's one thing that we've kind of been talking about recently, is how do we treat our friends' younger siblings with kindness? Because I know it means so much. We happen to live in a neighborhood who has a lot of younger kids than my kids, and just teaching them how to treat that younger sibling with kindness. And then the last one I'm going to tell you, because I don't want to put a million things, and quite honestly, this is about as all as we can handle most of the time. But the thing that I really tried to do at the beginning, I mean, just thinking of like them being independent as they grow older, is that they are managing their own appointments, their own agendas, those kind of things. So for us, it's specifically sports and schoolwork, that they are putting the schoolwork or homework in their planner, that they know when things are due, that if there's an upcoming permission slip that needs to be signed, or if they need to remember something and they don't remember it, instead of saying, hey, mom, could you just text someone, I ask them to email their teacher or to go in person and talk to their teacher. And so those are things just to help them as they kind of get older to not only be independent. And I think it has helped them feel a little bit older, a little bit more responsible, but how to talk to adults and how to advocate for themselves. I have a kiddo who was very nervous to do that when he was in sixth grade, and he would say, mom, could you just email the teacher and ask her, or I feel like she might have graded this wrong, could you just, and I said, buddy, I want you to go and talk to her. And that was really hard, and it took a lot of practicing, and we would have to pretend and practice and role play at home. But now I had a teacher recently say that he was such a great advocator for himself and did it in a respectful way. So sometimes you get those wins when you hear a teacher say a certain something that you have practiced over and over and over again. And of course, there are going to be those things that you will continue to try to instill in your kids, and they might never get it. But those are just a few of the things that we have done with our kiddos. And there is this really incredible I don't even know, it's like a booklet. I'm looking at it right now and I'm trying to figure out how to tell you what it is, but you just stand it up and you kind of like turn the page, and we do it at dinner. But this is something that my friend told me about, and it is 52 Modern Manners for Today's Teen, and it's by Brooke Romney, and I will put it in our show notes. But basically, it is just a really cool thing. Some of the ones we've already done, like make and manage your own appointments, be kind to other siblings, but some of them are actually new to us. And I'm like, oh, we should be talking about this to our kids. And so I thought it was just a really neat thing. It's probably more for preteens, but there are obviously a lot of things that you can be starting this with your younger kiddos too. I hope this was encouraging to you, maybe gave you some ideas. And if you have some ideas of things that you've started with your kids at early ages and you practice, something that's important that you're like, hey, this was really important for my kids, especially for those of you who have older kids and you think, okay, this is what we taught them younger and now they're, you know, they're older, or they're adults, and this is something that really helped them, please leave that in the comments of our Instagram, Be Strong Story. We would love it if you left a comment or review on our podcast. That's such a huge thing for us and an encouragement to us and helps the podcast world know we're here. So thank you so much for being with us. I hope your week is wonderful, and thank you for being love and doing good in your family and in your community. We'll see you next week.